Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This segment with a George Floyd memorial body count. And coming up, we'll get into what's really going on with the promotion of the Tulsa race massacre. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Here behind me is the George Floyd memorial. This is where George Floyd was killed back in May. Take a look. These barricades have been set up by protesters and supporters of the movement. They don't allow anyone in, not even the police. It's called an autonomous zone.
You're going to be in a bad situation here in a second.
Oh, I thought if we were on this side of the barricade.
You're going to be in a bad situation in a second. Because you've been called out for what you are. You need to get out of here. You know what you are. You need to get in your car and go.
We're just here.
I don't give a f*** who you are. You've been called out for who you are. You need to get in your car.
How many lives will be offered at the altar of St. George Floyd? On June 19th, 2020, Damian Chambers was fatally shot at the George Floyd Square. Then on July 5th, 2020, Lanisha Columbus was fatally shot a block away from the George Floyd Square, and the child she was pregnant with died 4 weeks later.
One of Lanisha Columbus's closest friends and her daughter marveled at the fresh memorial.
I don't understand why a person would take her life. I don't.
Then on March 6, 2021, Imaz Wright was shot outside the Cup food store and died at a nearby hospital.
He was a navigator helping people find a better path, focusing on youth in and around 38th in Chicago. Friends and family believe it was that effort that cost him his life.
And as the George Floyd debacle reached its anniversary, shots continued to ring out. The intersection of East 38th Street and Chicago Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In the wake of the local unrest in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area following George Floyd's death, the second most destructive property damage took place in U.S. history, only after the 1992 Los Angeles riots. The devastation would tally up at least $2 billion in insurance claims, spreading across 140 U.S. cities.
It's also true that there are times where that square is violent.
It's creating a haven, though unintentionally, for criminal activity and behavior.
When I open my door, I look across the street and George Floyd Square is directly across the street. Depending on who's on the barriers, sometimes it's easy to get in and sometimes it's not.
These rules that are hanging near the area that the protesters have occupied has been circulating around the internet for several days now. It defines this zone as a sacred place for the community. It asks people to enter with humility and reverence, and that's all fine and good, of course. But if you continue reading the rules a little bit farther, you'll find some rules that are specifically for white people only. For example, they require people with a lighter skin tone to, quote, seek to contribute to the energy of the space rather than to drain it. They also say that white people should decenter themselves.
The innocent and unacknowledged became collateral damage as the Marxist Black Lives Matter mob and Antifa looted, destroyed, and murdered those they chaotically deemed deserving of their rage.
Officer PVs, cuz! Come on, cuz! Come on, man! We better than this, cuz! Over TV, cuz!
Would George Floyd agree that his life is more important than that of 53-year-old federal law enforcement officer Patrick Underwood, or 53-year-old Louisville barbecue man James McAtee, or 22-year-old Iowan Italian Marie Kelly, or the other people who have died as a result of the swirling inertia of the chaotic protests, or the brutal beatings of innocent people desperately trying to protect their businesses, the destruction of which destroys the lives of innocent people connected to those businesses, either by employment, community, or family.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well, so check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the third hour of the broadcast. It's Tuesday, June 1st. The year is 2021. All right, let me get into this right now, because Joe Biden wants to distract from the human smuggling, the open borders. He wants to distract from hundreds of thousands getting sick and dying from the poison vaccines. He wants to distract from being a communist Chinese agent and the 3 million Muslims, Christians, and Buddhists in death camps. And all the current things that are happening, he wants to distract from the blue cities collapsing and hundreds of thousands dying from fentanyl and other drug overdoses. He wants to distract from 4,000, I have the Fed's own numbers right here, 4,000 people shot a year in Chicago, 95% of them black, 90% of that black on black. They want to distract from all of that and continue to divide and conquer this country. America's only 4% of the world population, 96% live outside the country. But you tune into our media, you would think there's a race war in this country. You would think black people and white people hate each other. We've seen crime going down since the early 90s. Now it's started to go back up the last few years. And if you look at the crime statistics that they try to suppress in the media, it's 10 to 1 black on white. Still, it doesn't mean black people are out on purpose in large statistics trying to kill white people. But when it comes to people hunting down people because of what color they are, ladies and gentlemen, it is overwhelmingly black on white, black on Asian, because the media and all these different websites like World Star Hip Hop and the rest of it promote that that's what needs to happen. And the new Black Panther Party has been in the Houston Chronicle. I've had them on and debated these guys, saying, don't go out and mug. Don't go out and loot in the black neighborhood. Go and do it to the whites and the Asians. They deserve it. Now, it doesn't really happen in the Hispanic neighborhoods, because the Hispanics stick together and shoot back. But it's a terrible thing. And the black people in these neighborhoods are being fed on by these thugs as well. So it's getting very, very scary. And the media then covers it up. They don't prosecute. I have a stack of articles here where black people kill white people in cold blood, and the grand jury's no bill, saying, well, they're black, we're going to let them kill whites. Kind of like the illegal aliens are allowed to kill whites or blacks, like in San Francisco. You've seen the cases where the jury, the grand jury says, no, you're allowed to shoot a white lady in the back twice. She deserves it, because she's white. And you see the New York Times saying whites are inherently bad, deserve to die. So it's the corporate media and the big tech companies that literally are totally evil that are distracting and diverting us to kill each other. I can show you hours of footage of a white lady walking in St. Louis by the lake and black folks just shoot her for fun. I can show you hundreds of videos just this year. But the reason I say that is there's a bigger picture here. The globalists already had a lockdown to try to bankrupt the economy. They already tried to have a bunch of riots with $10-plus billion of big corporate funding to Black Lives Matter and others last summer, but it wasn't enough. And they know there's going to be some questionable events, and some cops are going to do some wrong things. People are people. And they plan this summer to really destabilize this country so Biden can bring in not just martial law in D.C., but martial law nationwide. And they're trying to exacerbate racial divisions with stuff like this. Biden administration sought to use race to determine federal benefits. Courts now have stepped in. But Biden says he'll sign executive orders and ignore what the courts say. So this is really evil. Oh, you got a white-owned business. We ordered shut down for a year. You don't get any money. But if you're black, you do. That you don't replace one wrong 60, 70, 100 years ago with another wrong. This is just insane. And again, the globalists know what they're doing. It's in the WikiLeaks. This top professor is talking to Hillary, and they say, once you get in, you've got to accelerate culture war. Men against women, women against men, black against white, white against black. That's what all this is. So there's a lot of real white races, real black races, killing each other. And the more that happens, the more there's reasons for people to get tribal, because it's like a gang. You don't want to be in the Crips or the Bloods, but you wear a red hat, you get shot. You don't want to be in a race war, but you're white, so you get mugged. Now you become a racist. Now you go out and target a random black person. That's called a race war. And so they go back into our history. A witness is saying that a black man that worked in a building, one of the first high-rises, threw this white lady down a elevator shaft in a fight. He gets arrested. Folks say there's going to be a lynching. 100 black guys show up with their guns. Somebody shoots, 10 white people die, 2 black people die. Now the white people go, well, we're not going to let that happen. They go get their guns, and a giant war starts for 2 days on Memorial Day weekend. You know liquor was involved on both sides. That's a historical thing that went on. Biden's dredging it up, sending in feds to dig up graves and create all sorts of hysteria to distract from what's currently happening, the burying of America. There's no talk about 50%+ of blacks being aborted before they're born. There's no talk about drugs being shipped by the CIA in your neighborhood. Oh, no, no, no. It's all how white people in Tulsa, when almost everybody's dead, this is 100 years ago. This happened 100 years ago. I don't know how folks that are 105 or 102 say they remember it, but okay. And now open the wounds up again. So they got all this traction for race war with George Floyd. Imagine what they're going to get now. Well, here's the new Black Panther Party, not the real Black Panther Party. This is the new Black Panther Party, and there's hours of this at InfoWars.com, what they were saying to a crowd buying into it. Listen to this nonsense.
Now, because when it's time, it's that hand. Because that time comes with the rat-a-tat-tat. And when that time of coming and rat-a-tat-tat, we'll kill everything white and tight. They ain't right. Because all what you have done to us, all what you've done with a 6,000 year span of killing 600 million of us and 480 years in particular and 150 million in the past. It's time the day is up because this is the time and this is the state of the race address because they are a race. They're trying to hold on to power. Because race has beginning and an ending. And your ending time is made up since 1914. No good pecker what?
No.
Why does everybody want to get into countries founded by whites that are Christian? Because there are basic rights, there are basic freedoms. Things aren't perfect, but it's better than other countries. You know, it was blacks sold blacks into slavery. Whites sold whites into slavery. Everybody knows that. He's going back 6,000 years. White people are the bad guys. So this goes on and on. Hundreds of black people with guns saying the fight's about to start. Well, just like it did 100 years ago when 100 blacks showed up at the jail. No one was being lynched. Shots came out. 10 whites got killed. 2 blacks got killed. And he had a little mini race war. So the globalists are looking for this to repeat on a national scale what happened in Tulsa, or looking to repeat what happened in L.A. in 1992. And that's why Biden's going there going, boy, if we used one black guy dying, questionably, imagine what we can do now to divert from the takeover of the country. And as Biden said, China's going to win its war against America by 2030. That's when they want to win. 2030, 2035. And so you see the actual enemies playing us off against each other, and it really is disgusting. We're going to come back and go to a little Fox News clip where, again, no one's even pointing out this is old wounds being opened. No one's pointing out this is an opportunistic. And now they're saying, oh, there have been other cases of this. Yeah, there's other cases of one town killing another town. And there's other cases of one black town killing another black town. There's cases of Native Americans killing each other and whites killing Native Americans and Native Americans killing whites. That's what people do. That's what goes on all over the world. But you don't hear them talking about, oh, a million blacks killed by other blacks at the behest of the UN and the Clintons in Rwanda. Christians killed by the other tribe at the UN directive. No. You don't hear about millions killed in the Arab Spring funded by Obama and the globalists. No. Because these are cold-blooded killers, but they can try to, with all the Hollywood movies and all the TV shows, to talk about whites killing blacks and creating all these fake narratives and then dredging up old narratives and magnifying them to bring the country down. This is how you kill the country. It's how the dollar's no longer the world reserve currency. It's how your pension funds aren't worth anything. It's how you don't have a job anymore. And now you got universal guaranteed income to live in a little 200-square-foot prison cell, coffin apartment, and you get your universal income, but forced inoculations come with it. This is America going into slavery. They want to start a race war this summer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's a lot of ignorance out there. There's a lot of people that drive under the speed limit in the fast lane. There's a lot of folks that let their kids play out in traffic. A lot of people that are scared of their own shadows and superstitious. And there are a lot of people who don't understand why America, really England, was the first place to get rid of tribalism in a belief that we could unify people around Jesus Christ. But now the globalists don't want that. They want to unify people under the New World Order. They want to racially divide everybody and create such division that no one can ever get together and oppose their dominance and their control. In fact, even Michael Moore in his last film interviewed a famous leftist about that. But when you hear them mention the tactics they use, realize that they're telling you about the tactics acting like conservatives or Christians are doing it when they're the ones clearly doing it. And again, it's so transparent that Biden hides behind protecting black people, and he's the one with Robert Byrd, the KKK leader, and Hillary that passed the law to give black people sentences three times longer than white people, which is a terrible idea. If you take a bunch of young black males, put them in prison for nonviolent crimes, they come out with a degree in crime. But that was the plan. Very, very sick. Here's a little bit of Fox News gushing over Biden and how great him opening these old wounds are. Who is going to call this out? How obvious this is. Here it is.
1921 Tulsa race massacre that left over 300 people dead. Retired NYPD Lieutenant Darren Forcher will join us in just a moment. But first to Casey Stiegel. He's live for us in Tulsa, Oklahoma today. Hi, Casey.
John, good to see you. This is the first president, by the way, to travel here to Tulsa to commemorate the dark days and to pay homage to so many who lost their lives, their property, and their livelihood 100 years ago. You know, right now there are only a handful of survivors remaining of the actual attack. And before speaking today, President Biden will be meeting with them, and he is also going to tour at least one of the cultural centers here in the Greenwood District of Tulsa, formerly known as the Black Wall Street, until 1921, when an angry white mob burned almost everything to the ground. At least 300 people died. Exact numbers, this many years later, still not known.
I still see black men seeing being shot, black bodies lying in the street. I still smell smoke and see fire.
Very, very painful memories, as you can imagine, for a lot of people in this community. Today's speech, by the way, will be hitting on a number of things, including President Biden's announcement of some specific measures to address racial inequality in this country. One example being a new plan to help narrow the wealth gap between white Americans and black Americans. John.
The president is going to be meeting with three people who survived that massacre from 101 to 107 years old. God bless them that they're still around. Yeah. Casey Stiegel for us. Yeah. They had to have been very young back then. Good to see you, my friend. Thanks.
Boy, this is so incredibly exploitive. So incredibly exploitive. You know, the top 9 wealthiest groups per capita in this country are Asian. Because they work hard, they go get their grades, they start businesses, they reinvest almost all the money. I mean, the idea that black versus white and the income disparity, separation that's almost gone away on average. I mean, this is pure racism, pure division. Whites are evil. It'll make whites go be in their own racial group. Whites that weren't racist are becoming that out of sheer protection. And then it's going to make all the, quote, brown groups of the majority worldwide coming in to get their free stuff hate white people, with a bunch of multinational corporations manipulating and controlling the whole damn thing. You know, I could sit here and show you hours of black folks shooting white people, but I don't even really get to that because I don't want to create the division. And we're not hiding it. We show some of it. But again, it's all being done in the media, hyping only certain events. Just like saying whites are attacking Asians at record numbers. That's not even true. They use black attacks on Asians to say whites are doing it. They have marches in Chicago and New York against white supremacism. And now the new Amazon headquarters in New York are finding all these nooses. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is PSYOP. It's how you sink the ship. It's how you bring the country down. Here's some of the numbers. This is ABC News out of Chicago. Chicago shootings, 32 shot, 4 fatally in Memorial Day weekend violence across the city. 4,000 on average shot a year, almost all black on black. 1,298 so far this year. That's 291 more than last year. It's growing. There's the statistics on that. Let's continue here. The whole Tulsa massacre, notice the news doesn't tell you, and I'm not defending what happened there, it's stupid, it's a tragedy, but it's how a real race war starts. They report that a black man gets in some altercation where he worked in a building with a 17-year-old white woman. She gets thrown down the elevator shaft. The guy is taken to jail. There's a rumor there's going to be a lynching, or he has been lynched. 100 armed black men show up. White folks show up. 10 whites get shot. 2 blacks get shot. And then the whole race war starts for 2 days, and a bunch of people get killed. And you notice the news just said, oh, just for no reason, the white people just burned down the whole city and killed the black people. Again, just say how it started. Say what went on. Say it was stupid and people drunk on a weekend. No, they don't tell you that because they want to repeat it, but on a wider scale. And always see the racist blacks go, oh, Jones is scared. We're going to come get him. Yeah, I'm real scared, man. They're putting cancer viruses in everybody. They've got chemtrails. They got 5G killing everybody. World government's here. China's got 3 million people in death camps run by big tech. Yeah, I'm scared for everybody. I'm not sitting here stupidly scared of black people. And how you're going to come get me, and I got my Second Amendment because I'm scared and all this crap. Look at this BLM co-founder, Marxist, works for George Soros, called for an end to Israel. Whether you like Israel or not, the left calls me a Nazi for believing America should exist. This woman hates Jews, says Israel shouldn't exist, but she's wonderful. New York, black man sucker punches Asian woman. This is just today. Chinatown knocks her out cold. Yeah, let's show the footage of the white supremacist. Can we show all the white supremacists attacking Asians? Because that's what the news says. And it goes on and on and on. And we got leftists attacking Trump supporters. We got pizza delivery man ambushed by teams in Lawless Paris neighborhood. Again, because he's white. South Carolina jury find black man who confessed to killing white man for no reason. Not guilty of murder. Spends less than 2 hours liberating. Just randomly shot him. It goes on and on and on. And then you got all the other weirdness that's happening. But what's really happening, I'll describe when we come back. Because there's articles that parallel this that are keystones to it. Look at this. White mom charged with medical child abuse for subjecting black daughter to unnecessary treatment. You go, what does that mean? How does that tie in? I'll tell you how my brain works when we come back, because this explains it all. Then the answer is right here in this article. Secretary for Kenya's Atheist Society announces he's found Jesus Christ, resigns. We're going to talk about it all. We need to resign from being manipulated by the globalists. We need to resign from Satan. We need to sign up with Jesus. That's the answer. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. but the first president to visit in 100 years. Yeah, to try to cause a damn race war in Tulsa.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock 50% off. The ProstaGuard is back 40% off. The Alpha Power is back 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out the tongue, it's incredible, is back also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. You've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of the huge sales.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Human AI takeover is in high gear. The Mark of the Beast, implantable microchips are being announced. Borders wide open, millions of people, hundreds of thousands of children are being smuggled across, many of them given to sex traffickers. The FBI's waived background checks for where the children are even going. That's happening right now. But we're hearing all day about Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a race war that started out 100 years ago, and people aren't even being told why it started or what happened. They're just told a bunch of evil white people just randomly did something. And then it's a bunch of weird, lying, multinational anchors telling you that. We've got the rest of the story here in just a moment. But first, our sponsors are great, and one of the best is InfoWarsPhone.com. They're one of the biggest sellers of sat phones in the country. They supply the Customs, Border Patrol, all of them. They're great folks, and they have one of the best deals out there where you get the phone, a $600-plus unit, for free with a charger and all the equipment and everything. It works anywhere you can see the sky. It's handheld. All you pay for is the minutes, and then everybody can call you for free from regular cell phones. It's just that when you call out, you get 150 minutes per month for just $99.95. That's InfoWarsPhone.com. Then you can't be tracked. You can't be traced. They can't listen into it. The cell towers don't track you. It's amazing. So they're always tracking and logging what you're doing. That's what cell phones do, but not one of these sat phones. And everybody needs them. You put it away in your car, put it away in your house, but I suggest you get it. Learn how to use it. It's very easy to use. InfoWarsPhone.com, InfoWarsPhone.com, or 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020. And ask for the Alex Jones special. It's one of the best deals you're going to find, and they're a great sponsor of this show. Now, separately, and I'm going to get back into this news, we're also running the biggest sale yet of the year. Double Patriot points on your next order. That means 10% off on whatever the cost of it is you buy. You get that going forward at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping on the order you're making now, and it's 40 to 50% off on all the best-selling products that have been sold out. And finally, in the last month or so, all of them came back in. A long list. We have a new product, of course, the Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink. Everybody knows how great magnesium is. Well, this is the two types of magnesium. It's the best quality you're going to find out there. So good for your whole body, all your cells, your heart, your lungs, your brain. It's one of those really central things. I'm going to tell you that everybody knows about fizzy drinks and how good they are for you when they're magnesium-based. Well, this is really a great product. Get one canister for $19.95. Get the second one for $14.95. That's a great deal. We also have DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Pollen Block back in stock, 40% off. Supermetal Vitality, 50% off. Prostate Guard just goes on and on, and that funds our operation and everything we're doing. And remember, it costs a lot for us to do this because we got to pay for the satellites, the uplinks, the decoders, the encoders, all the crew, everything, every piece of software, everything basically, almost everything. We had to build. And I'm not going to get into all the things they've done, the persecution, and I'm not a loser, and I'm not a victim, and I'm not going to sit there and whine about it. But they've gone through the last 4 years and scanned everything. And they go, you're using this software for your InfoWars members on your shopping cart that allows people to have an account and to get Patriot points and to sign up for AutoShip. We're taking both those away from you. Well, I paid for the software. Sue us if you want. Okay. Well, we already had that built by a separate firm for us. So, and I'm not going to go over it all, but we started knowing this was happening a few years ago. So right when that happened, we go, funny, we already paid to have both those developed. We had them ready, but it made us go ahead and move over to that. I mean, everything. So that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. That's really true, but then we take so much of our time up squirreling around trying to just stay on air. I mean, they death threatened and got rid of all our sponsors 6-7 years ago. So I kind of just, I went away from sponsors to direct sales, which we were already doing. And they try to go after the suppliers. I mean, just it goes on and on. This is a criminal takeover. They hate you. They hate America. They hate you if you're black. They hate you if you're white. They hate you if you got red blood. They hate you if you're independent. They hate you for being alive. They want the whole planet for themselves. And I'll hit that in the final segment coming up. But let me finish up with Tulsa, the Tulsa Massacre, the Tulsa Massacre. See, they saw how the feds got really in trouble and got a black eye, no pun intended, for burning up Waco and killing that diverse multiracial group of people. And they knew they could have got Correction Town anytime they wanted. So that brought America together and realized that the feds and the new ATF director that helped murder everybody, he said he loved doing it, posed with their skulls and everything, are a problem, that can be the problem, a centralized, out-of-control government that's unconstitutional. And so now they go, we got a massacre 100 years ago. Let's go talk about that. And it goes on and on and on. But let's just show for TV viewers, here's the Miami event. You know, I looked up that Miami nightclub and saw last week that it was a black club. And I said on air, I said, you know, it would probably end up being a black club, gang related. And sure enough, black guys get out of the car. They go shoot other black people. 20 innocent people, two people they think were in the rival gang. But, you know, not very cool to go shoot the rival gang amongst a bunch of other people. But there you go. Now imagine you have five white people had got out, the police now have confirmed it's a rival black gang, and gone and shot up the other gang. It would have been burn the country down. But that hasn't happened yet unless they can trigger a race war like Tulsa, where a bunch of whites do get killed, like the new Black Panther Party says do. And if you go out and kill a couple hundred white people randomly, the bunch of crazy white people are going to just start randomly killing black folks. And then we're off the races, everybody killing each other, and the globalists sit back and laugh. And that's how Fauci and Bill Gates are going to get away with what they've done to everybody with these poison vaccines and their world government and the Chi-Coms, because we're a bunch of dumbasses. Or we could not be idiots and say no to this and wake up. Now, let me show you the answer to this. Look at this big article, Munchausen by proxy. White mom charged with medical child abuse for subjecting black daughter to an unnecessary treatment. You guys actually pull up the Daily Mail article. It's chilling. And this woman got all this attention. She talked about what a virtue signaler she was, how she was taking care of the child for all these years, putting breathing tubes in her, doing all this stuff. The child thought, this is my mommy, so I better do what she says, and I better let her do all these treatments. This woman is a microcosm of the globalist, of the big banks, of Soros, of Apple and Google and Facebook giving billions to these race groups. They're hiding their evil behind black people, just like this woman was milking donations and money while she tortured this little black girl. I don't care that girl's black or white. That's torture. And so these people become these heroes. They get all over the news how they're the white savior taking care of this little black girl. Well, that's what the big banks are doing. That's how they're literally taking the black community that's been kept in a bad position, kept down, allowed crime in the areas, gangster society, destroyed the black family, they're doing it to everybody else now, and then play us all off against each other. And that's the white liberal, the white globalist behind the whole thing, playing it off because they're not really a liberal, they're parasites. And that dovetails with this. Off-duty officers stop gunmen from mass attack in Houston nightclub. You'll never hear because it's black on black. But here's another one. White crazy dude planned mass shooting at Walmart, stopped by arrest of Texas man, authorities say. Point is, there's evil in all colors. But imagine if he happened to shoot some black people, then it would be a greater crime. No, it's bad, period. And it goes on from there. The answer is this article from nationalfile.com. Secretary for Kenya's Atheist Society announces he's found Jesus Christ resigns. We need to come together under Christ, under God. That's what everything shows. That's how we come together. That's how we're not controlled by these evil satanic forces. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Just like she was using that black baby because the media makes blacks God, not because they're empowering blacks, but because they are putting them as their shield. So then the white low-level people pretend they're black, or they go get a black baby they adopt as a social worker and then go and do medical experiments on it to be the mama that's protecting the little kid when actually she's the one abusing it. And that's a microcosm of what Soros and the left are doing to everybody in general when they actually hate every damn one of us. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise
Rise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the end of the Alex Jones section of today's transmission, but we've got coming up a very informative guest host, Paul Joseph Watson, and I'm going to be hosting tomorrow not just my regular show, I'm going to be hosting the War Room with Rob Dude, because Owen Schroyer is getting some well-deserved time to go visit his family in Missouri. But let me just finish up with something we've been covering, is this attempt at race war, this attempt that whites are inherently bad by the corporations, by the media, by big tech, by the chi-coms. It's all just a very cynical divide and conquer in their own words. But look at this video. I don't have time to get to it. It's on Infowars.com. Watch students sign cancel Memorial Day petition. It's a celebration of U.S. imperialism and colonialism. Boy, didn't everybody want to live under the U.S. empire? Now you live under the communist Chinese empire. So what will be the dominant system we're under? It certainly is an American system. It's a total system of poverty, medical tyranny, divide and conquer, dehumanization. What did George Orwell say? There will be no curiosity, no enjoyment for the process of life. All competing pleasures will be destroyed. But always, do not forget this, Winston, always there will be the intoxication of power, constantly increasing and constantly growing subtler. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on the enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stomping on the human face forever. So we have Jocelyn Adams shot in the face, killed at a drive-through hamburger shop for absolutely no reason. You got white devils coming and trying to save her. And you don't even ever learn her name. The media never really says it. And we had to dig it up. But see, that's the reality of what goes on here. Meanwhile, we're all being targeted by the globalists for extinction. We're all being dehumanized. And let me lead you now to what I mentioned earlier in the last hour right now, the rest of the story. Fertility and the attack on humanity. I'm going to shoot some special reports on this because this is really front and center now. Communist China, if you were lower class, they didn't force it on party members, the million or so party members, but the other billion or so people under the system would be killed. You'd be taken to a labor camp, and they would take your baby that was already born and harvest its organs. If you were pregnant, they would do a forced abortion, and our media praised that as loving and liberal, meaning they'd put you under that if they could. Well, now China's decided to break with the globalists. They were given all the military power, all the economic power as part of this eugenics plan to lead the way into sterilization. But the Chinese government, I told you a month ago, said, we've won the bio war with America. They even admitted they did it. And we're going to now permanently shut them down. But we need three children. And we recommend you abort most of your daughters. We want more men to export. As we take the world over, our Chinese men will take African and American and European and Latin American wives. That's actually a plan of genetic colonization. But that's okay because they're Asian. So, you know, Hitler-level stuff from Asians is okay. China raises cap on births to three in major policy shift that the Fabian socialist Trudeau of Canada really praises. You know, you can make decisions like that, like Biden said. Married Chinese couples may have up to three children, China announced on Monday, in a major shift from the existing limit of two, after recent data showed a dramatic decline in births in the world's most populous country. And, of course, they ended the one-child policy 5 years ago and said, okay, you can have two, but, well, they're just not having them because they've been so sterilized. That leads us to this. Mercury poisoning makes birds homosexual. National Geographic. Almost every major bird species is seeing massive declines that they're around in any industrialized areas because the male birds try to have sex with other male birds when they are in contact with mercury. That's why the Romans started lining their pots with lead towards their decline. They became psychotic, more warlike, and homosexual. And again, I don't hate people that are into the same sex. I'm explaining this is being done to end us, like the birds, or, you know, major colonies of birds are collapsing, major groups of frogs are coming extinct because they're so trendy. Oh, and don't worry, they have articles making fun of me with Blue's Clues with the gay frogs and Moloch with a child being sacrificed. That's even on it. But that's for another show. I'm out of time there. Mercury poisoning makes birds act homosexual. National Geographic. Researchers, this is new. This is really big. Researchers in Japan say soybean compound to make catfish 100% female. And all the studies, if you eat soy from the full soybean, which is what Henry Ford started the processing of. Before that, you didn't feed soybeans to humans. If you eat the center of the soybean, you might as well go take estrogen. And that's why whether you're black or whether you're white or Hispanic, if mothers that eat a lot of soy in utero, the boy's penis is smaller and smaller testicles and lower sperm counts. So it's a cocktail of soy. It's a cocktail of phthalates. It's all there. Remember, they had Stephen Colbert and all of them attacked me a few years ago saying Jones is insane when I warned of this because they want to make sure it becomes a joke to you so that when it actually comes out, you subconsciously have already been programmed to think it's funny so you don't take it as a threat. Oh, but nobody's going to tell you that's happening. Japanese researchers use soybean compound to turn male fish into females. Infowars.com wrote a big story about it. Paul Joseph Watson, very damn important. It had 13,000 retweets. Retweet Blues Clues, gay frogs to scare Alex Jones. No, that helped push me to number one this weekend on Twitter. So I was so scared to see us trending number one and being proven right. Oh, my gosh, the left really got to me. And, of course, that ties into all these articles looking forward to the end of humanity, Wall Street Journal, how we're all going to be sterile, fertility crisis, men will no longer have sperm by 2045, says top epidemiologist. And here's an old article from 15 years ago celebrating the plan. Human species will split into two under a UN operation. It's going to happen very, very quickly. And that's the general public after being radiated and given all the GMO, and that's the globalist. They describe us as goblin-like creatures. Scientists propose lunar ark to store 6.7 million sperm samples as global insurance policy from total collapse. That's the whole Children of Men program in your face. Just simply incredible. What are the sperm telling us? New York Times. Plummeting sperm count, shrinking. Penises, toxic chemicals threaten humanity. Oh, but when I said it, I was a liar, even though I was reading the documents 20 years ago. Now it's in the London Guardian today, and they're going to all get big awards. Add failing sperm counts to the list of threats to human survival. And again, they can put out plastics easily without the hardening agent that's the same, but they pick it on purpose as a global agreement, just like the big jet fuel groups as part of a Manhattan-style project add barium salts, aluminum dioxide to the jet fuel. Then the average person doesn't know why persistent contrails continue, thus blocking out sun from the earth and dimming the planet, all part of a larger operation. Just like the plastic formula, out of thousands they choose, causes sterilization. They don't have to do that, but they do it. Here's another one, The Atlantic, a big article. The nuclear family was a mistake. Get rid of it. Despite the fact that every study shows nuclear families are the healthiest, the best, they're natural. But see, they want to get rid of humans, so the nuclear family's bad. They want you owing no allegiance but to them while you're being killed. They are your enemy. But don't tell the new Black Panther Party that, who broke up their family, who hurt them. Just tell them it's the average poor white person panhandling on the side of the road. If he just gets shot in the head, it'll all be fine. Oh, and look, the nuclear family they tell you not to have is black. Look, the nuclear family. Oh, especially the what does Black Lives Matter say? We don't want nuclear families. We don't want men in the house, and we want to pay to have black men have their genitals removed. And it's breaking that Republicans in Texas have been caught involved with top Democrats funding a multi-multi-billion dollar over the last few years program of sterilizing the Hispanic immigrants that come here by saying, have your balls cut off and we'll make you a U.S. citizen. But you won't hear La Raza say a damn word about that. Woo! All right, look, I'm going to start the show with this tomorrow. I meant to get to this. It's so huge. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. But, man, print me that article about we got to get rid of the nuclear family, and it shows black people. So while they're busy getting rid of everybody and really targeting blacks, every show is like, we love blacks. Every corporate sponsor, black, black, black. Look, our actors are black. Our people in our ad are black. I was talking to a major Hollywood individual that was contacting me, and they were talking about their manager or their agent. Now they tell people, you've got to be black now to be in anything. It's not to help black people. The globalists are literally morphing like the thing into a black shell to not attack them. Don't overthrow the New World Order. Don't overthrow the banks. Don't go after the Rothschilds. We're black. We're black. Don't attack us. We're black. It's like the thing where it grabs a human, turns into it. I'm not an alien. I'm a man. You can trust me. I'm black. I'm the New World Order. I'm black. I mean, my God, this is obvious. Holy hell. I was in there getting coffee during the break. Watch three ads. Nothing but black people on it. On purpose.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.